Cardinal Mark Ouellette presides at Mass in St. Peter's Basilica Wednesday evening to celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe and the conclusion of a three-day international conference on the state of the Church in the Americas today. One of the overriding themes of the conference was enculturated evangelization, particularly in light of the growing Hispanic population north of the Mexican border. Church leaders are concerned that the culture and wealth of faith of many Hispanic immigrants is being absorbed into a secular culture. Emer McCarthy spoke to Cardinal Thomas Collins, the Archbishop of Toronto, Canada.
We're here with an old friend at this stage of Vatican Radio, Cardinal Collins from Toronto in Canada, once again here at the Vatican, but for a very specific reason this time. We are at an international congress marking 15 years since that great synod, Ecclesia in America, and the post-synodal exhortation. What has struck you so far about the issues that have been raised in relation to where we are now, 15 years on from Ecclesia in America?
Well, I think that one thing is very clear in listening to the different talks, and especially yesterday at our small discussion group, was the complexity of the situation we face. I think there is certainly a tremendous sense of the importance of focusing on Our Lady of Guadalupe as a real model of enculturation, as a kind of a guiding star for the new evangelization in the Americas. Also a real sense of a need for identity, of Catholic identity, of identity of faith within an increasingly secularized society. The particular group that I was with yesterday also looked at one section of Ecclesia in America that dealt with families, men and women, children, all those different social dimensions of the family. And in the discussion, we were very much centering on the way in which men, women, all of us can, in a sense, lose our identity. And we need to be very clear on very, very solid really anthropology as a foundation for our life of faith.
The issue was raised this morning that there seems to be a dichotomy between educating in the spirituality and in the faith and action in the social sphere. How are we going to bridge that gap?
Well, I think it's very true that we have to have a connection between our head, heart, and hands. I think whenever I try to evaluate a proposal that's coming, does it have the intellectual clarity, the devotion, the warmth, and also is it practical? So we can often, even in the gathering such as this, we do a lot of talking and we produce a lot of words, but we have to be able to get it into actual practice. And I think that has to happen at the level of the parish. It has to happen at the level of the family, the domestic church, and each individual Christian who needs to have an encounter with Christ. I think just one group of people we're talking about is not just a relationship with our Lord, which is certainly important, but it's to have a sense of an actual encounter where we're changed by a moment of encounter. And I think that's something that is also very important in our lives to really get into action and not simply talk about these things.
Looking at the broader picture, this is, of course, about the Church in America, which is the direct translation of Ecclesia in America, mm-hmm. but we're speaking about the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hugely different north and south of the border. Or do you have points in common? What are the major differences? How is collaboration and coordination going between the various local churches on the American continent?
Well, I think that probably one of the reasons that they use the unusual expression simply America as a continent, I must admit until I read the document, I never thought of America as a continent any more than you have South America below and North America above, you have Africa below and Europe above. We have different dimensions. But I think the point of that is basically to try to encourage a greater communication. Certainly there is a great degree of immigration back and forth in the all the different the Americas, but really we do have the countries of South America, of Central America, North America have very distinctive issues that they're facing, and so I think we can learn from one another. And in listening to the discussion group I was in, we have people from all over North, South, Central America. You can certainly see certain very common themes and a greater need to work together, but I think there are also very great differences in the different societies.
Now, of course, as you said, you spoke about the issue of immigration, which is very much a hot topic that does involve all the local churches because we are seeing a huge Hispanic presence now in north of the border, not only in the United States, but also in Canada. What do these immigrants bring to your local church, the presence of them in your local church, and what challenges do you face when you're speaking about Catholic identity, inculturation as well?
Well, I think that there's certainly a great benefit. I can't speak for other parts of the world, really. I know there's quite a bit of controversy and things about immigration in the United States. That's not true in my own country. We have people from all over the world. I know in my own diocese, you know, I talk about over 30 languages every Sunday. And we're putting out a new pastoral plan, and we're going to have to put it in 30 different languages. So there's a great reality of that diversity. I think it's a wonderful thing. I just think of the 6 years almost now that I've been Archbishop of Toronto, going around from parish to parish and seeing the immense richness of faith and richness of culture. I think the challenge is always that when you have people come from other countries bringing the wealth of their faith as well as their culture, then you have the second generation, the third, the fourth, and there's a danger that they will be kind of absorbed into a rather secular culture, one that is also, apart from being secular, is also less rich. It's plastic, you know. It's not something to celebrate. A lot of it is very, very superficial, with a very distorted anthropology, a very distorted sense of the human person. And so what a tragedy it is that people come with a deep and fruitful culture that it gets watered down. But that need not happen. And I think the various communities are working to be sure that that they can enrich the culture of the local area before it dilutes the wealth of spiritual and you know, intellectual wealth, the cultural wealth that they have. That's not an easy thing to do. And it's a constant challenge. And we have to see what we can do to keep the keep the communities together in a way that'll help them to deepen their faith. I think it's very true too that when a country or a community depends upon a religion based upon the culture, then there's real. It's not a lasting thing, because there has to be a deeper. There had to be deeper roots. Because if a faith is largely cultural, then it will go when the culture is absorbed into the other, you know, the rest of the secular society. So we really have, in a sense, just a certain amount of time to develop the deep roots and hope that they can then be strong enough to resist the dangers of the surrounding environment.
Finally, tomorrow is the feast day of the Mother of America's Star of Evangelization. You're a far, far distance from where Our Lady of Guadalupe first appeared to Juan Diego, but what does she mean in the life of the Americas, and in this case, Canada?
Well, I think that certainly the great experience of the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe has an effect far beyond the immediate local area of Mexico, and actually Mexico City, to throughout the whole of North and South America. She has certainly has, in the last many centuries, been a sign of faith, a sign of Catholic faith. She's a sign of enculturation. The reality of Our Lady really proclaiming our Lord in the midst of this society. And certainly the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is a very important. Largely in the Spanish culture, but I think it also elsewhere too. I know when I have in my little apartment where I live a huge, beautiful, big image of Our Lady of Guadalupe that was given to me by one of the Spanish parishes of my diocese, and I look at it all the time and think of it is really a sign of the love of Our Lady for the Church and for the way that she always leads us to Jesus. And so I think that is why she is the star of the new evangelization.
Thank you very much, Cardinal Collins, for always being willing to speak to us here on Vatican Radio and bring a little bit of what's going on in the Vatican to our wider audience.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.